Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, today there's a lot of coverage for the funeral and the processional that happened yesterday for fallen Milwaukee police officer and Marine Matt Rittmer. And if you saw this processional yesterday, maybe you also were moved by the outpouring of support from so many surrounding communities like I was. I was on 94 eastbound and saw the processional coming westbound headed into Brookfield. And it was really powerful to see cars pulled over with their hands up, you know, showing their support, to see the New Berlin Fire Department on one of the overpasses, Elm Grove Fire Department on the overpass, and then to just see the number of law enforcement vehicles from states and cities and communities and counties I had never even heard of.
Yeah, it's Elizabeth and Radar, 99.1 The Mix. We're live from the Kessler's Diamond Center studios. A lot of respects were paid yesterday, and it seems like that happens anytime an officer loses his life or her life in the area or wherever they serve. I can remember back in summer that kind of same feeling happened where you had a lot of law enforcement agencies come to Milwaukee when it happened to MPD. And also that happened twice. And I can also remember back when a state trooper lost his life. My nephew, who's a police officer down in Illinois, DeKalb County, actually came up with a DeKalb County car and his partner. And they came up and were all part of the paying respects. And, you know, I've got two nephews that are police officers down in Illinois. And whenever these things happen, you always think about their safety. And you know what? I went and sent a text right away and said, you know what? Thanks for what you're doing.
And that's what's really important right now more than ever. Last night, I was spending time with a very good friend of mine, but one of my best friends since high school, whose husband is a Milwaukee police officer and who was in the processional and who worked with Matt in District 4. So they knew him, and her husband was friends with him. And she was saying that now more than ever is really when, you know, law enforcement, you know, military, they really, really need the support. So if you see an officer, you see, you know, a veteran or a soldier, thank them for their service because they sacrifice things we can't even imagine. I mean, sometimes they're missing the birth of their children. They're missing their kids, you know, spring concerts. They're sometimes deployed and missing funerals of loved ones. And they're doing all this to keep us safe. And it's a little gesture, but it can go a really, really long way. It can really just mean a lot just to acknowledge, hey, maybe you don't know what to say, but thinking of you and thanking you for your service.
And seeing that squad car in front of District 4 that is just covered in balloons and flowers. And it's just that
well,
memorial is incredible.
And there is a police officer that posted on Facebook here what Matt Rittmer wrote on Facebook after Officer Maholsky's funeral.
Okay.
He was in that processional, and he said he was amazed as he drove up Burline onto Lily Road. It looked like a 4th of July parade was coming through the streets, lined with people on both sides. Officer Rittmer wrote here on his Facebook page, as hard as this day started, it ended out on a better note, seeing so many take time out of their days to come out and show their support for Mike and the police, which... those are his words, and now we're showing our support for his family. And the GoFundMe is still going on right now, too, which we've, you know, linked up at our Facebook page. Their goal is $80,000. You know, he has a four-year-old little boy and his wife that he leaves behind, but definitely thinking about all of them. And if you're someone listening that's in law enforcement or you've served our country, thank you so much for your service.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.